Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Philadelphia band called Beach Slang released its debut album in October. One prominent website called them 2015's best, most sincere rock band. Their album is called The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. And yeah, they really mean it. And the more you listen to their irresistible, speedy, hook-laden punk, the more you realize that people who feel like us might actually mean you. Beach Slang is here to play a few of those songs for us, beginning with the memorably titled Bad Art and Weirdo Ideas. Here's Beach Slang, live on Soundcheck. That is Beach Slang, live on Soundcheck, with a song called Bad Art and Weirdo Ideas. It comes from their debut full-length album called The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. Let me introduce you to Beach Slang. James Alex singing and playing the guitar. Ruben Gallego playing guitar, some backing vocals. Ed McNulty on bass and backing vocals. J.P. Flexner behind our drum kit. And James, to you and the rest of the Beach Refuse here, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks so much for having us. This is great.
So I've mentioned it's a debut album, but actually this is a project that's a long time coming, isn't it?
Surely. Yeah, it's taken some time to build up to this point. It feels good to finally be here.
So you had another band before this.
I did. Yeah, I played in a punk band called Weston. I kind of cut my teeth there, kind of came up that way. We just sort of graduated high school, hopped in a van, and said, we don't want real jobs, you know? So I've been, I've been too dumb to give this thing up, you know? I just keep punching away.
With this album, with Beach Slang, you know, you certainly have struck a nerve with a lot of people this year.
Thank you.
And for me, listening to this record reminded me, did you read Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius?
I have the book by Dave Eggers. Eggers, for sure.
So you know that final sentence, that run-on sentence, it's like, it takes about 2 minutes to read. It takes about as long as one of your songs.
Right.
And like one of your songs, it is just this kind of explosion of youthful exuberance, tempered with the knowledge that youth is passing.
Sure. Sure.
That's what this album reminded me of.
Wow. John, can you write our next bio? I mean, that's, geez, that's really, I don't know how to follow that. That's, thank you. That means so much. Yeah.
On target, off target, anywhere near the mark?
I'm going to hope it's bullseye. You know, it feels, feels amazing to hear someone say it.
Yeah. So when you were growing up, I mean, what were you listening to? Were you a Replacements fan?
Replacements, Husker Du, that whole sort of Minneapolis thing I really poured into. Yeah, Jesus and Mary Chain, Jawbreaker. A lot of like Britpop, a lot of shoegaze stuff.
Now, some of those bands, you know, were kind of mining similar territory, aware of their youth and the kind of, you know, let's grab it while we can, that sort of thing.
Sure.
Have you read the Replacements biography?
I have not.
Yeah, Trouble Boys is the name.
Yeah.
And you could not ask for a better title for a Replacements.
Yeah, it's on my little wish list for the holidays.
Yeah. So you're walking a kind of emotional fine line here. And, I mean, the title of the album almost sounds like a self-help book.
Right, yeah.
The things we do to find people who feel like us. But then, you know, some of the EPs that you've been releasing prior to this have also been kind of getting into that territory, right?
Yeah. I think it's, you know, just like anything else, it's just sort of evolving. You know, we're just these evolving little monkeys, you know? And I think, like, emotionally, I never wanted to get trapped in one sort of corner, mm-hmm. you know, as a writer. So I think that's what this is. I've always sort of envied, like, the searchers, you know, in life where you're just kind of, you know, trudging along and punching through and looking at everything and thinking something better could be out there, you know? And that's what this whole life thing, I think, is about. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
I just have the fortunate thing of being able to write it down on paper and sort of keep the lights on by doing that.
Yeah.
You
also, you know, you're embarking on another little journey now as the father of a young son.
That's it.
So that's, you know, that's a whole nother, someone once likened it to opening a door. It's not a door.
Yeah.
It's like a whole corridor full of doors.
That it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, talking about, you know, some of what came before the EPs and stuff, this next song you're going to play for us is not from the new record. This is an older Beach Slang song, right?
Yeah, we wanted to, you know, to round things out. You know, we're constantly looking forward, but we don't want to forget, you know, some of the stuff we did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So the song is called Dirty Cigarettes. The band is Beach Slang. They're here with us in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear another live performance. I need the strength.
I'm enough. I'm dying to know what it's like.
Once again, Beach Slang, live on Soundcheck with a song called Dirty Cigarettes. Which EP, James, is that off of?
The second one, Cheap Thrills on a Dead End Street.
Okay. The new album, the latest from Beach Slang and their debut full length, is called The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. And James, I'm going to ask you, what are some of the things that we do to find people who feel like us? What are some of the things you do?
I think the thing I do is sort of live in a van and write songs and get to travel around and sort of fall into these scenes that were the same scenes I was looking for when I didn't know what the hell I was doing when I was a kid, you know? So it's you know, it's kind of cool. It's really this thing where we're at, you know, I get to see myself sometimes at shows when I was like first sort of coming into this thing and looking for a place to belong, and it's like, you're going to be all right, kid, you know? Yeah.
And one of the other things that I think we do when we're, you know, kind of trying to find people who are like us, who think like us, who feel like us, is, you know, we share things we're really passionate about, books and music and things like that. And you've actually done that. I mean, you know, the band has done a mixtape.
Yes, yeah.
With, like, Ride and the Plimsolls, who I have not heard in like 25 years.
Yeah.
So is that kind of, you know, is that part of it? Is that kind of, we like this and we think you should check it out too?
It is, you know, it's these things that like, because that's something we plan on doing at least two mixtapes a year. So it's like, it's this ongoing sort of volume thing. And it is, it's like, you know, and when our records get reviewed, you know, we get the replacements and Jawbreaker stuff kind of quickly, but it's like, here's all this other stuff that really sculpted this thing. And it's like, you might have missed that the first time around. Like, here it is, because it's such necessary listening. So we're just trying to do our, like, little part. You know, while we have at least a handful of people paying attention to the thing we're doing, it's kind of like, no, listen to this stuff.
Yeah. Because that's part of being a fan, is knowing where, you know, where that came from.
Without a doubt.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
I mean, I was maybe not surprised, but I was really, really pleased to see you guys covered Love My Way by Psychedelic Furs, who, you know, were one of the great forgotten bands of the 80s.
Right. My whole thing is trying to sing like Richard Butler.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's what
you
I try to do.
You had the Richard Butler thing going there.
Yeah, it was like when my voice, singing all these years, finally started to break down a little bit. I was like, oh, it's getting right now. It's finding itself. But yeah, Psychedelic Furs, I can't emphasize how much, you know, they mean to me. Incredible, incredible band.
And a band who, when they started kind of veering into certain kinds of emotional territory, it would often go over the heads of people who were writing about it, you know? Like a song like Pretty in Pink, for example, which, you know, spawned a very pretty movie, but which is a very, very ugly little song.
Right.
You know, and it's so there's always that, you're always dealing with the potential for being misunderstood.
Yeah, it's strange how that happens, right? I guess it's like, yeah, I know, you know, creative sorts, you sort of write in symbolisms and metaphor and all that sort of things, and maybe it gets, and everything's left to interpretation, right? That's the beautiful thing about art. But it's a shame sometimes when messages are missed, you know, that are pointed and necessary, right?
Yeah. So do you feel like you've been heard this time? I sound like a second. James, do you feel like you're being heard
now? Needed this, you know? I do. I think there's enough sort of grand sort of lyrical gesturing and enough sort of straight punch to the gut that really doesn't require interpretation. It's just there, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's enough of that to sort of not sort of get lost in sort of the pretty in pink thing. You know?
Well, and also, you know, some of the imagery is so classic, like in Throwaways, you know, the dead end town, but I've got a full tank of gas.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
That's just classic American songwriting at that point.
Thank you. Yeah, I was really just trying to write a like punk rock Born to Run. You know?
Exactly.
That's what this was.
Yep.
So, you know.
The band is Beach Slang, and the album we're talking about is The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. This next song is on it. It's called Noisy Heaven. It is aptly named, as you will now hear in another live performance on Soundcheck.
The night is alive, it's loud and I'm drunk. Kissing a mic, singing about us. The songs that I made, I barely rehearsed them. The hardly mistakes, meant to be honest. I'm way out of tune, turned up to 11. Us, to stay dangerous, 'cause good love is not safe.
Noisy Heaven is the name of the song from Beach Slang. James Alex singing and playing guitar, Ruben Gallego on guitar, Ed McNulty playing the bass, and J.P. Flexner breaking our drum kit over there in the corner. A lot of bashing and thrashing going on here in the Soundcheck studio today with Beach Slang. The album is called The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. And James, there is just one moment in that song. And I'm sensing in you a kind of kindred music nerd here. So, but there's one moment in that song that really reminded me of the song Surrender by Cheap Trick.
Sure. Please.
Do you know the moment I'm talking about?
I'm not sure I know the moment you're talking about.
It's towards the end. It's okay. Just the chord progression of the chorus of Surrender, that kind of two chord.
Oh, sure.
I don't know. Just.
Oh, well, hey, we'll take a Cheap Trick thing anytime. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Now, inducting into the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
They are in the current class.
Well deserved.
Of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, are you a music nerd? Do you guys consider yourselves to be music nerds?
Oh, I proudly, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the thing. I mean, rock and roll to me is holy, man. It's everything, you know? Yeah.
So then let me come back to one of the first ideas that you know, you sort of promulgate in the songs that you're playing this afternoon. The first song you played was called Bad Art and Weirdo Ideas. Is there such a thing as bad art?
To me, no, you know, because it's so subjective, right? It gets tossed around, and I think I tend to find people who don't quite have the moxie to avail their heart to the world are quick to criticize, mm-hmm. You know? I think it sort of falls in that sort of the lyrical sort of framing, right?
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so, man. I think pick up a paintbrush or a guitar, a pen, whatever the form you might do, and do the thing. You know, if anybody tells you you're doing it bad, just simply don't listen.
Right.
Yeah. Make
because that's taste. That's not,
of course,
good and evil.
That's right. That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. hopefully, you know, you hope that what you write or paint or play will come down on the side of good for more people than not.
Yeah, or at least it matters or connects, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So when you look out at the audience at a Beach Slang, you know, are you seeing kids who were the age you were when you started? Are you seeing people your age now? Who's out there?
Yeah, we see a pretty nice blend of it, which is really great. I think, you know, the peer group thing is great, right? Because I think a really cool byproduct of this whole thing has been, like, taking my guitar out of storage. You know, I got it out of the closet, and I'm starting a band again. It's like, never lose the thing that lit you up in the first place. And I think people are reconnecting with that thing. And I think sort of the way we play, we're hard on our sleeves, we bleed it out every night. I think that's appealing to kids first looking for a place to go with all that sort of teen energy and angst and like kind of coming into it. You want to like be a part of that sort of, that little sloppy little hurricane that I think we are, you know.
Yeah. But it's also very appealing to those people who maybe have had some kids and have a mortgage and, you know, are holding down a regular job and are wondering about the path not taken. And
sure.
The idea that, hey, you know, this guy's on the wrong side of 30 and he that's got it. His guitar out of the closet. Why can't I do that?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you know, that's a flag you never quite see yourself marching around with, but but I'll take it, right? It's like, it's the whole Bukowski thing about living life so well, you know, you leave Death will tremble to take you, you know, or, you know, Hunter S. Thompson goes skidding into the grave. It's like, do that, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, so far as we know, you know, we have this one shot at it. Don't wake up at 80 and sort of regret the thing, you know? Kind of, you're here, life's happening, do it all the way, you know?
Well, at 80, if the fingers are still working, go get that guitar back out of the closet.
Without a doubt,
right? All right. the title of this next song seems to grow right out of the conversation. It's called Ride the Wild Haze.
That's it.
All right, let's once again hear Beach Slang and another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio.
John, before we do, if we can, we've been working on our harmonies a little bit, and we wanted to... happy birthday, John. There it is. Ride the Wild Haze, JP.
That is Beach Slang with Ride the Wild Haze. I guess we'll call that the birthday mix, live performance. So here we are talking about youth and the passing of time. And yes, today is the day in which I am yet another year further away from my youth. Thank you for reminding me of that, gentlemen. The Beach Slang full-length debut is called The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. And James, couldn't help but notice, I'm sure many people have noticed, that the album begins the way it ends. I mean, Throwaways, the opening track, and then when you come to the very end, you know, to Dirty Lights, it's essentially the same song.
It is.
And I've always loved it. You don't see it often. You know, when David Bowie began and ended his album with two versions of It's No Game, I thought that was really great.
Sure.
And so, did you think of this as an album? Was this sequence to take you on a journey?
For sure. I mean, you know, the reason I started playing guitar was Townsend, right? So it's like, you know, Tommy's meant like everything to me. So I singles are a thing, right? And I get why you might do that. Like, I see things as a complete piece of work, right? When it's a full-length record, it's meant invest, take time, slow down, you know, spend 30 minutes with this thing. And like, there's a narrative, you know, throughout. Not that it's concept-y, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's meant to be figured out. It's meant to be enjoyed as an entire work, right? So, yeah, it was very considered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny to hear you use the word slow down for such a speedy kind of music, but yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Sure.
I have done that with this record, and it's called The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. The band is Beach Slang. And to the four of you guys, thank you so much. It's been a great fun having you here with us today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for having us.
If you like Soundcheck, consider subscribing to our podcast. It's easy. Just find us in the iTunes store and click on subscribe. We'll send you our latest interviews, in-studio performances, and more.